Right now it's 8:40 on the ticket. Opening day yesterday for the Rangers didn't go so well. We like to check in with this guy from time to time. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the oldest living ball player, Dirty Doug Out. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning to you guys. How you doing?
Okay.
We're doing good. You still hanging in there physically?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit older than you two, but I'm doing pretty good. I love opening day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a big baseball guy.
Cha-cha-cha.
Did you watch the Rangers last night?
It's my favorite day of the year outside of chicken fried steak night here at the home.
What night is that?
It's on Friday night in August.
Just one night.
One night. One glorious night. Yeah, you guys are pretty honored to have me on here.
Yeah, well, we are. The indeed. Oldest living ball player. That's great.
That's only one of the records I hold.
What else?
Most major league opening days played, 46.
Wow. 46?
Yeah, amazing. I remember patrolling center field for the old Boston Braves on opening day, 19-22.
19-22. All right.
I had the most Tommy John surgeries, 23.
Wow, I didn't know they had them back then.
Most positions played in a World Series game, 10.
10?
Yeah, had to beat a plate umpire for the ninth inning. First guy died.
What?
Yeah, the first ump died, so I got behind the plate. Needless to say, our pitcher struck out the side and we won the game.
Won the World Series.
That's right. Take a bite out of this.
So I'm sorry, how old are you again, Dirty Dugout?
Older than your grandpappy's sperm.
Well, that's not a good way to put it.
I was the dirtiest player in the game. You don't want to mess with me, do you?
No, of course not.
That's how you got the nickname.
That's right, Dirty Dugout. I would sharpen my spikes. I would poison the opposing team's manager. I would stab the first baseman any time I hit a single.
Wow, man.
And that was my first baseman on my team. I would knife the tires of all the fans who came to the game.
That's awful.
All of the fans.
I would sleep with all the wives of my teammates.
Terrible.
But that's the way we did it then that day. Today's players, I tell ya, they're so different than they were in the days when I was playing. So different.
How so?
Today's players are soft and rich and overwhelmingly Hispanic. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Did you see that Elvis Andrews out there?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Wearing a snow cap in 50-degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't baseball players, I tell you. These are vulvas in baseball clothing.
Oh, my God.
Pretty harsh words, Doug.
Elvis might as well have dragged an electric blanket out there and watched a little Downton Abbey and take some Motrin for his cramps. You big vulva. I'll kick your ass, Elvis.
Man.
Besides, there was only one Elvis, and that was that young kid from Tupelo. Whatever happened to him, I want to see him at WinStar.
I don't think he's going to be there anytime soon. He left this plane about 40 years ago.
Ah, he left the plane. Well, has he got a cab from the airport yet?
No, he died. Elvis is dead.
Ah, that's terrible news, I guess, for his family, but good news for the Rangers.
Oh, not that Elvis.
Different Elvis.
Elvis Presley, the Elvis that you were talking about.
What is that?
So you think the Rangers are going to stink or what?
Yeah, they're going to stink. They ain't got no players. You got to have players, they tell you. You got to have players that can play.
Yeah.
Ranger games, they're just boring waste of time. There's no violence in them. You ain't got no enforcers, no guys who are willing to decapitate an opponent for non-political reasons. Sometimes during the games, I nod off and spit up on my bib.
What?
And I love baseball. I love baseball more than love killing Japs, Edward Bombers, and Paul Heimer.
No, oh, you're in World War II?
Yeah, okay,
you can't really talk in those terms anymore.
Different day today.
You don't say that no more.
No.
Ah, to tell you, I've been so screwed up on these painkillers since I broke my back falling out of a cherry picker.
Oh, man. You seem a little bit old to be doing that.
Yeah, but somebody's got to prune these Bradford pears.
Well, how about hiring
Bradford
somebody?
Pears.
Hey, while I got you on the phone,
yeah,
what do you think's going on with this Obama character?
Maybe we ought to cut you off.
This may be
now.
A good time to
trying to get gay marriage legalized in Iran or something.
Well, a little confused there, but we'll let you go, Doug. Thank
well,
you.
Going to hell in a hand.
Yeah, we'll see you. That's Dirty Dugout, old-time basketball player, or old-time baseball player.